Please welcome her. Can we get some help from here? How's a pregnant lady? Thank you.
Hi, I'm an addict. My name's Lenore.
Hey, Lenore.
Hi. And when I first came in, she was saying, "Who, do you want to speak first or second?" And I said, "I'll speak first and get it over with." And then he came up to me and said, "You're speaking second." So as Charles is going through the traditions, I'm like, "Oh, he's on one, he's on two, he's on three. Uh-oh, he's on five, he's on six. I'm going to be up soon." But thank you, Steve, for taking a risk and for asking me to come and speak here on Tradition 7 through 12. And when Steve called and asked me if I was coming to the convention, I didn't really know if I was coming to the convention. And then I said, "Yeah, I think I'm going to be coming to the convention." And he said, "Will you speak for me?" And I just said yes right away without asking on what. And then I said, "What am I speaking on?" He said, "Tradition 7 through 12. And I'm like, "Oh." And I like got off the phone and I thought to myself, "What am I going to say on Tradition 7 through 12, you know?" And after that, and after the immediate thought that came after that was that I lost my sponsor in April of this year. And last year, she spoke on Tradition 7 through 12. And when I told my girlfriend Mary Jo, she said, "Oh, I guess you have to carry that on now, too." And I was like, "Oh, you know." But you know what? I can. I can because of her and because of all of you and because of what NA has become in my life today, you know. So the first thing I had to do was go to some meetings and listen to Tradition 7 through 12, you know, because as time goes on, like, we kind of zone out during those readings, you know. And like Charles was saying, you think, "Oh, the traditions aren't that important," or, you know, for me, I don't pay as close attention. So I kept promising myself that I was going to be listening to the readings and listen to what Tradition 7 through 12 were so that I knew what I was coming to share on. And I'd still would be zoned. I'd still be zoning out, and I'd like hear 11 and 12, and I know what 11 and 12 are, you know. And I'd have to say, "All right, next meeting, I'm going to listen from 7 on, from 7 on," you know. And I was getting more and more nervous as this day was getting closer. And so last night I pulled out the book and you know, I said, "I gotta read what the book says on the traditions." And you know, I was pleasantly surprised to see that I had read the traditions in the book and highlighted things and made notes. God only knows how long ago that was, because I haven't, you know, I have not done that in a long time. It's been a long time, you know. You know, so I think my first message on the traditions is don't zone out. You know, they are important. And what Charles was saying, I could identify with so much of what he was saying, as because that's some of the things that I was thinking about when I thought about sharing on the traditions here. You know, I have steps in my life today to give me some guidance in how to live in my life. And what the traditions do for our fellowship is give the fellowship some guidelines on how to work and how not to kill each other. You know, because who would have thunk it that a bunch of addicts could sit in business meetings and make decisions and get on service commitments and make decisions and not steal from each other, not hurt each other, and listen and respect to each other's opinions, you know? And that's what the traditions give us, you know? And that's why they're important for me, because today Narcotics Anonymous is an integral part of my life. And meetings are an important part of my life. And so for me, for the fellowship to keep working is important, you know, and that's why we need these traditions. And I'm just gonna, I'm not gonna read a lot from my book, but I'm gonna just flip it open because there's a couple things that I had highlighted that I do wanna share. You know, And I'm just going to say what the traditions are as I go along because, like I said, the zoning out thing. And tradition 7 states that every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. And our basic text keeps it really simple on the traditions. There's only like a page and a half on each tradition and keeps it nice and simple. And basically, we were far from self-supporting when we came here. You know, and we need to become self-supporting once we're here. And our groups need to be self-supporting also. And the thing that I had highlighted that I really love in this was that dependence has shifted from the things around us to a loving God and the inner strength we get in our relationships with Him. And that's what has to happen as a result of some of the seventh tradition for me. You know, it would be nice if we could run meetings without any cost and everything would be free. But you know, the way that we're fully self-supporting in this fellowship is by passing that basket. You know, we make a donation for our meeting places. We purchase our own literature. We purchase literature to help addicts that are still sick and suffering, and that's, you know, and that's the way that we support each other within, you know, we support each other within the fellowship, and that's what simply what the seventh tradition is. The reason that we decline outside contributions in this fellowship is so that we don't have to we're not like responsible or have to answer to anybody in the end, you know, because we've done a lot of answering to people in our day, and like I said before, we weren't self-supporting when we came here. We depended on everybody else, and here we depend on each other, and it's just about one addict helping another here, you know. The eighth tradition states that Narcotics Anonymous should remain non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. And, you know, it talks about us not having to be doctors here, not having to be psychiatrists, counselors. You know, a lot of us went that route before we came here. You know, and a lot of us, you know, even though you may seek outside help once you're in here, Narcotics Anonymous remains non-professional so that one addict can therapeutically help another addict. You know, you'll hear people share in here, and I'll even share it, that even our family members don't understand the way that we understand each other in here. It just, they just don't get it. They don't get why you have to go to meetings on Christmas night. They don't get why you have to go to meetings after 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You still going to them meetings? You know, it's the therapeutic value of one addict helping another really, really is truly without parallel. And that's part of what the eighth tradition means to me, you know. We don't, it says in the eighth tradition that a service center is defined as a place where NA service committees operate. So we have a World Service Office, and it helps the committees that run our fellowship and keep this fellowship alive and well and running. That's where they operate from, and that's what a service center is, period. Okay? This fellowship is huge. You know, it doesn't cross race, it doesn't cross creed or religion, it doesn't cross sexual priorities, it doesn't cross socioeconomic barriers. It holds no, you know, prejudices in any area. So the fellowship, after it started, was bound to get larger and larger and larger. And that's where World Service comes in, you know, and World Service can help us keep things, you know, in perspective. Tradition 9 goes with 8, and like a lot of times when you're working steps in your life, you'll find that steps kind of go together, 4 and 5, 6 and 7, 8 and 9, And I found that as I was looking at the traditions over the last couple weeks, too, that 8 and 9 kind of go together, too. And 9 goes right into talking about NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those that they serve. It doesn't say that the committees that serve us are in control of us, that they're going to tell us what to do, that they're going to make all the decisions. You know, it's the bottom line, like what Charles is saying here, is that we're just here to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. We're just here to learn how to live one more day without getting high. That's what we're all here for. And our meeting, what I have highlighted here is our meetings are a gathering of members for the purpose of staying clean and carrying the message of recovery. And so these service boards and committees are just to help along those means, you know. And that's what Tradition 9 is. A loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience, is our ultimate authority. We don't have to worry about anybody being in control over us or trying to manage things. Traditions 10 and 11 go together also, and Tradition 10 says Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. And, you know, in the basic text, it talks about when NA was founded back in 53, and it talks about that one of the most important things we can do to further our primary purpose is to let people who, what, and where we are. Okay. A lot of times when I would look at Tradition 10, I would think having no opinion on outside issues and not being drawn into public controversy, that it almost sounded like we had to hide as a fellowship, you know. But it's actually the opposite of that, to me anyway. You know, it's kind of like a PI-related tradition. We have to get the message out to addicts who still suffer, and that we're here, that we're a safe place for people to come. You know, if you can't come here using for help, where can you go? You know, and I liked a lot of what Charles was saying about our primary purpose, and a lot of what he was saying about the desire for membership. The requirement for membership is just the desire to stop using. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately also. And we just, our 10th tradition specifically helps protect our reputation. We don't take sides and we don't have any recommendations. That way we stay out of the controversy. We're not endorsing a rehab certain treatment, a therapeutic community certain treatment, a methadone certain treatment. You know, there's a lot of treatment modalities out there, and people have to find what works for them. But what we do here is just a desire to stop using and just one addict helping another. And we don't take opinions on the outside stuff, you know, because I can't tell you what's going to work for you. I can't, we don't get involved with that as a fellowship to keep our fellowship safe, you know. The 11th tradition says that our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion, and we always need maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And when I first started sharing, I was saying that I kept saying that I always hear 11 and 12 when I listen to the traditions. And I remember years ago, I used to be on this convention committee. And we were working, I don't know if it was like, I was involved with the convention committee for like 8 years. And it was like the fourth or fifth year that I was involved. And I had started to really get involved. I think I was like, I don't know, the vice chair of registration or very involved with registration committee. And so we were going to meetings every month, planning the convention, and the convention was getting closer. And somebody came to a meeting at the end, like the convention was almost here, you know, and the person hadn't been at any of the meetings before that. And they started like, what are you going to do if the press comes in? And what are you going to do if they come with cameras and come to the registration table? And are you prepared? And do you have a press room? And we were like, well, where the hell have you been for 12 months? You know, and it was like, it was my first experience with the 11th tradition and being prepared for that and having to stay anonymous at the level of press, radio, and film. And, you know, when Narcotics Anonymous has a big event like this, you know, sometimes things like that can be newsworthy. And we don't need cameras coming in the front doors or people taking pictures and putting them on the, you know, the paper over here in East Brunswick that we were all here this weekend. You know, but there's ways to handle it. You know, you have a press room and you have certain people from the committee to handle it and, you know, ask people to respectfully turn off the cameras because of anonymity. And, you know, there's ways to handle that. But, you know, the reason that we have to do that is what I was talking about before, safety. We have to feel safe here because this is the only game in town. We've been to other, you know, institutions, jails. Some of us have died. And, we have to feel safe here. And that leads us right into the 12th tradition about anonymity being the spiritual foundation of all. And I could speak on anonymity probably for the whole time. That was my second thought when I thought, what am I going to talk about on 7 through 12? I was like, well, maybe I'll just talk on 12. You know, and mainly because I had some issues going on, a personal experience, and I'm used to in my recovery sharing from the podium on what's going on in my life, and so that feels easy for me, or that comes easy for me, you know, because what happened this year is that I was going to starting to make some meetings in the area where I live now, and I started seeing my kids' friends. And my boys are in high school. They're a freshman. This past year, they were freshman, sophomore, and senior. And, you know, I'm not like an addict in my community. I'm like a soccer mom. You know, and it doesn't, like, even when you put the word recovering in front of it, it don't go that well. Don't go over that well. You know, and I was really jammed up about that. I wasn't really sure what to do, you know. And, you know, I remember I went and spoke on a meeting in Perth Amboy, I forget what I was talking about, something that had to do with anonymity at that meeting, and sharing how when at one of my anniversaries, my sponsor had given me a Beanie Baby bear, an N.A., it's blue and white, like the basic text, because my kitchen's blue and white. So she gave it for me to put in my kitchen. And I was like, oh, my God, am I going to, like, put this out in my kitchen? Like, what if somebody's, like, over having coffee, you know, and sees it and asks what it is, you know? And and Kyle shared with me after the meeting that maybe I better think about whether I would have the kitchen. And it's true. It really is true. There's a lot, you know, but I also have to keep a certain level of anonymity. You know, anonymity is our choice here. And, you know, yes, I want to be there if any of my kids' friends need this fellowship, you know. But, and yes, I know there's seats here if any of my kids need them, but I don't want them here. I don't want that for them, you know, and, you know, I don't, you know, I've gotten much better with that since it happened, you know, and I actually broke my anonymity with one of the boys, and his mom is actually a very good friend of mine. She's one of the women in my area who does know that I'm in recovery, and, you know, I broke my anonymity with him, and, you know, he went to rehab, and he's out of rehab, and he's still using now. He's using again. And, you know, because like what Charles was saying, everybody who comes in here isn't coming in here for the same reason. And it takes it takes time in here for people to even know what a tradition is. You know, so, you know, we say what you say here and who you see here stays here, you know, but somebody who's high, they're not even here in the here, you know. I mean, you know, and believe me, you can only hope. You can only hope that they'll respect your anonymity and they'll respect that you're the reason you're here and that they're there for the same reason. And that's all we can do, you know. That's all we can hope for. But you know, but I got through that and that went okay. You know, but anonymity is important here for a lot of other reasons other than, you know, dealing with your kids or your kids' friends, because you know, a lot of people, recovery really is beyond our wildest dreams. And we go places here. You know, we get bachelors, we get masters, we get doctorates, we get good jobs, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of stigma attached to addiction. A lot of stigma attached to addiction. You know, and yes, I'm very proud of what I am and what I've done, but I'll make the choice of when I share that. I'll make the choice of when I share that, you know, when it's the right time to share that. And and that's what tradition 7 through 12 mean for me, and I hope that I brought you a little bit of message on those traditions, and thanks again for the committee asking me to come, and that's it.